ini barada di Gopidana Vallava Giri Paradani Gopidana Vallava Giri Paradani Yasoda nandana braja jana ranjana Yamuna tira vanachari Yamuna tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopidana Vallava Nidhi Varadhari Gopidana Vallava Giri Varadhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopidana Vallava Giri Varadhari Gopidana Vallava Giri Varadhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Radha Radha Shama Sunda Radha Shama Sunda Radhe Radha Shama Sunda Radha Shama Sunda Radhe Prabhupada 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 Chila Prabhupada Jaya Radhe Shyam Jaya Radhe Shyam Radhe Shyam Jaya Radhe Shyam Jaya Radhe Shyam Jaya Radhe Shyam Radhe Shyam Jaya Radhe Shyam
Jayom Vishnupad Paramahamsa Paravrajagacharya Astada Satasi Simad. O His Divine Grace, Srila Ave Charanaravinda Srila Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaja Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anand Koti Vaishnavarinda Ki Jai. His Confounder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to C.C. Guru and Shigananga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Bhakti Granta, could you maybe see when it is outside no longer so cold, but when it's quite warm, I think we should open the tent at that time, because otherwise all this condensed air will just rain on the devotees, but it can dry out when the you need to see if it's too cold that everyone will only be very cold, and the only possibility is to dance to keep the devotees alive. Then not open, but otherwise it will be quite rainy. Yes. Om Namo. Now Bhakti Granta, you can see, huh? Now they open it, but it may not be the time yet. So, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
We are reading this morning a very wonderful verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Matya Lila 8, text 166. And, yes.
Radha Prati Krishna Sneha Sugandhi Advatan.
Radha Prati Krishna Sneha
Sugandhi Advaita Radha Prati Krishna Sneha Sugandhi Advaita Radha Prati Krishna Sneha Sugandhi Advaita Tate Ati Sugandhi Deha Ujvala Varana Tate Ati Sugandhi Deha Ujvala Varana Radha Prati Krishna Sneha Sugandhi Advaita
Radha Prati Krishna Sneha Sugandhi Advaita
Tate Ati Sugandhi Deha Ujvala Varana
Tate Ati Sugandhi Deha Ujvala Varana
Radha Prati Krishna Sneha Sugandhi Advaita
Radha Prati Krishna Sneha Sugandhi Advaita
Tate Ati Sugandhi Deha Ujvala Varana
Tate Ati Sugandhi Deha Ujvala Varana
Radha Prati Krishna Sneha Sugandhi Advaita
Radha Prati Krishna Sneha Sugandhi Advaita
Tate Ati Sugandhi Deha Ujvala Varana
Tate Ati Sugandhi Deha Ujvala Varana
Yes, please.
Radha Prati Krishna Sneha Sugandhi Advaitana
Tate Ati Sugandhi Deha Ujvala Varana
Tate Ati Sugandhi Deha Ujvala Varana
Radha Prati Krishna Sneha Sugandhi Advaitana
Radha Prati Krishna Sneha Sugandhi Advaitana Tate Ati Sugandhi Deha Ujvala Varana
Radha Prati Krishna Sneha Sugandhi
Advaitana Tate Ati Sugandhi Deha Ujvala Varana
Mataji, please.
Radha Prati Krishna Sneha Sugandhi Advaitana
Tate Ati Sugandhi Deha Ujvala Varana
Radha Prati Krishna Sneha Sugandhi Advaitana
Tate Ati Sugandhi Deha Ujvala Varana
I think we have to we are waiting for the computer to manifest the light and the truth. Radha Kripa, this is a good verse for you, no? Please chant.
Radha Prati Krishna Sneha Sugandhi Advaitana Tate Ati Sugandhi Deha Ujvala Varana
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda
Sri Advaita Gadadha Shiva
Sarigo
Bhaktavinda
Hare Krishna
has just come. So what will we do that it doesn't disappear again?
I will just hold.
Hold this, yes, very good. Whoops. Will it jump on me or something? Look at this. I think, Tridasha Roy, this is something for you, because both of us, neither Gaurahari nor myself, we are totally afraid of these things. Would you like to?
It's all right. To exit. Press outside of box here.
Oh, yeah, wonderful. Very good. So here's the translation. Radha Prati Torchimati Radharani Krishna Sneha. The affection of Lord Krishna. Sugandhi Udvartana. Perfumed massage. Tate, in that. Ati, very. Sugandhi, perfumed. Deha, the body. Ujvala, brilliant. Varana, luster. Translation. Srimati Radharani's transcendent body is brilliant in luster and full of all transcendental fragrances. Lord Krishna's affection for her is like a perfumed massage. Now, it's a very nice purport from Srila Prabhupada. This is from the Matya Leela, 8th chapter, text 166. Sugandhi Udvartana refers to a paste made of several perfumes and fragrant oils. This paste is massaged all over the body, and in this way the body's dirt and perspiration are removed. Srimati Radharani's body is automatically perfumed, but when her body is massaged with the scented paste of Lord Krishna's affection, her entire body is doubly perfumed and made brilliant and lustrous. This is the beginning of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's description of Srimati Radharani's transcendent body. This description, found in verses 165 to 181, is based on a book by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami known as Premambuja Maranda. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's translation of the original Sanskrit reads as follows. To bring you into the subject matter of this verse, I would like to request you to give me your full attention for a moment. There's a wonderful book called Prema Samputa. It's a book where Srimati Radharani is glorified. It is written by Raghunath Das Goswami and describes a very fascinating pastime of the divine couple. In this book we hear how Krishna one day comes to the gopis and says, soon as Gopastami, where we worship the cows, please, can you give me only a few of your jewels which are suitable to decorate my cow Harini? The gopis laugh at him and say, our jewels are certainly not fit to be used in cow worship. Syama Sundara, you have to go and get somewhere else the jewels. So Lord Krishna becomes very sad that he can't perform the worship of the cows properly. Last year in Vashana, some of you were there, when we requested a govala, that means a cow herd, to bring his cow, and where we all went around this cow with kirtan, and we gave the cow nice sweets with gore, and put our hands into a turmeric and put it on the cow and the calf. And you remember how wonderful the atmosphere were when we worshipped Mother Cow all together. So Lord Krishna has instituted this worship of the cow with great dexterity. Right. So Mother Yashoda says, here are some jewels, Gopal. Please use them properly. So Krishna takes these jewels for his cows, but then he goes to Mother Yashoda, remembering that the gopis have all the jewels, and says, Mother Yashoda, I need some more jewels. I want to plant them in the soil of Braj and make some jewel trees. Mother Yashoda said, Oh Gopal, jewels come from the ocean, from the shells, not from the ground. They are not like fruit trees or so. But Gopal says, Krishna says, Mother, in the earth of Braj, everything is possible. His mother finally relents and gives him the jewels, and Lord Krishna then begins to plant these jewels, and soon he has wonderful jewel trees with big jewels like mangoes, so big. So the gopis try to also do it like this. They put their jewels also into the ground and take yogurt and ghee to water it, but only thorn twigs come out. By Krishna's arrangement, the gopis are desperate, and they come to Lord Krishna and request him for jewels, which is just what Krishna wanted, because he had come to the gopis and they had not given him jewels, and now it was on him to take to inaugurate a very nice transcendental pastime. So in this it's a long description. In this book, Raghunathas Goswami has put this beautiful prayer to Srimati Radharani, and you will be very happy to hear that this prayer was spoken personally by Lord Krishna. It is a prayer of Krishna to Radharani. Would you like to hear this?
Yes.
Good. Then we will read it to you. Let me just see, Atma or Bhakti Granta, what is your decision about the temperature? Moja. So now we can open it. It will become just very transcendental. And make it in a cultured way so that it looks nice and presentable for the TV and for... especially for Radharani, because we will have a darshan very soon. So here we start. Now, you must be very concentrated. Nakshatri, Haribol. And the love of the gopis for Krishna is full of transcendental ecstasy. It appears to be a brilliant jewel. And enlightened by such a transcendental jewel, Radharani's body is further perfumed and decorated with kumkuma. In the morning, her body is bathed in the nectar of compassion. Imagine a morning bath in the nectar of compassion. This is Srimati Radharani. She bathes in the nectar of compassion. And in the afternoon, she bathes in the nectar of youth. And in the evening, in the nectar of luster itself. In this way, the bathing is performed, and her body becomes as brilliant as the Chintamani jewel. She is dressed in various kinds of silken garments, one of which is her natural shyness. I would like to read more of this. So, this is Srimati Radharani's three kinds of bathings. Her compassion is visible in this picture behind. I'm actually sitting at the wrong place here, but you can see. Once there was a calf who felt very bad because it had a straw in the mouth, a sharp straw. Srimati Radharani heard the cry of this calf who was in great anguish, and in her great compassion she rushed there and took care of the calf. Here it is painted as a deer, but it is actually a calf. Now, this calf came from Krishna's dearest cow, Padmavati. And because it was connected with Krishna, Srimati Radharani's compassion was very great. If someone is connected with Lord Krishna as his devotee, Srimati Radharani's compassion for him is very, very great. Therefore, a Vaishnava in this world will address Srimati Radharani with great love and devotion, requesting her for her compassion. Srila Prabhupada in Nectar of Devotion describes that the compassionate nature of Krishna is Srimati Radharani. And therefore, the devotees who know that they require compassion and help in their lives will always approach Srimati Radharani and say, Radha Krishna. In Vrindavan, when you see that the little boys and girls which are playing in the dust, la 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 la, oh Siam, Siam, and then they fall, bang, they scream out, Jedadhe! And Prabhupada takes this mood up and he says in this purport and nectar of devotion, one should first go to Srimati Radharani and request her for compassion. Another thing is here, is expressed here. It's a very long verse. Oh, did you change it?
We did finish here.
Yeah, but I will not read the whole thing because the devotees will fall asleep. Yes. I want to see up. We want to see up. No, up. The other direction. No, take the text down. No, just down. Yeah. Hare Krishna. And more down, please. Here's something about Srimati Radharani's earrings. Srimati Radharani's earrings are the holy names of Krishna, as well as the hearing of his name and fame. Wonderful. Srimati Radharani has earrings which are the holy name. Like Radha Kripa has beautiful earrings which are always making some sound. Cling, 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 cling. And Srimati Radharani's earrings are the holy name of Krishna. Could we go on? please down. Her joking with Krishna and gentle smiling constitute the camphor with which she is perfumed. So her perfume is her joking with Krishna and her gentle smiling. Srimati Radharani also plays a certain instrument. She has a stringed instrument known as Kachapi Veena, which is the fame and fortune that actually dries up the faces of the other gopis. She always keeps her hand on the shoulder of her gopi friend, who represents her youthful beauty. And although she is highly qualified with so many spiritual assets, she is nonetheless affected by the cupid known as Krishna. Raghunath Das Goswami offers his respectful obeisances to Srimati Radharani, taking a straw in his mouth, and prays. Please repeat after me. O Gandharvika! Srimati Radharani! Just as Lord Krishna never rejects a surrendered soul, Please don't reject me. I will read it to you again, this prayer. O Gandharvika Srimati Radharani, just as Lord Krishna never rejects a surrendered soul, please don't reject me. This is a beautiful verse, opus, Primambuja Marandana, which you might like to read today on Radhastami in complete. It is both in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and it is it's there in the summary. We have read some of the summary, but it is also taken up by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. It's a very important verse in prayer to Srimati Radharani, and you can find it in Madhya Leela, chapter 8, text 166. Okay? So now we can take this beautiful automatic computer. Please be careful that it doesn't do anything harmful. And we can go into some glorification about Srimati Radharani. I thought we would have today something about the Radha Tattva in the morning, and in the afternoon I wanted to narrate a few transcendental pastimes of Srimati Radharani for your transcendental pleasure. Jagadananda explains something about Srimati Radharani. He says, the absolute truth is one. There are no two gods. But for the sake of experiencing rasa, or divine spiritual mellows, or taste, the absolute truth is eternally two. Admabu, do we have chickpeas in the kitchen? Chickpeas. Yeah. Yeah, not flour, but whole chickpeas. Yeah. And Jiva Goswami explains how one can be two by giving the example of a chickpea. Today is a festival. You have become very young. Like a maledizione. No, I know, it's for the altar, it's for the decoration. So, you will find in a chickpea two sides. I hope it will be possible to see a chickpea, which are one. So Radha and Krishna are really one, but for the sake of experiencing rasa, they have become two. So they are one and different. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami knows that this is a very difficult concept for the conditioned soul, and therefore gives a very interesting example, the example of fire and light. It is actually not possible to distinguish the fire and the light, but still everyone knows that they are two distinct identity. Light, for instance, does not burn, and fire may not alone, without light, may not illuminate the darkness. But fire and light are really one, isn't it? And different. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami gives another example to teach us how Radha and Krishna are one and different. He uses the example of musk. Nivana, what is musk? Mushed, yes. Mushosh. Yeah. The mushosh is a certain substance like perfume, and it emanates a very particular fragrance. Mushosh, yes. So the substance, which is something like a liquid, which comes from the gland, which is situated over the belly button of the deer, mushos deer, huh? This liquid and its scent are two different substances, but they are also one. How can you distinguish? So in the same way, Radha and Krishna are one. How have they become two? They have become two because Lord Krishna wishes to enjoy his pleasure potency and wants to enjoy pleasure. And in this way, when he wishes to enjoy pleasure, a certain potency emanates from him. Just like let us say in this world, if someone wishes to enjoy pleasure, his mood will change. And he will become very jokey and say, I want to tell you a story, like Srila Prabhupada sometimes did. And another energy becomes distinctly feelable. So in the same way, Lord Krishna wishes to enjoy pleasure. And in this way, the Khladini Shakti comes to play. When that Khladini Shakti becomes condensed, then it is Mahabhava. And Radharani is nothing else than the personification of Mahabhava. In other words, her being can be explained as Hladini Shakti condensed and then coming up as the highest type of love, the Mahabhava. I think those of you who can think in abstract terms have no difficulties following this, but the rest of us are pretty it's really almost mystical to hear. Now Srimati Radharani expands herself unlimitedly because she wants to give unlimited pleasure to Sri Krishna. She expands herself as her Kaya Vyuha forms. These are the forms of unlimited gopis which come and interact with Lord Krishna. She also expands herself when Lord Krishna moves to Dwaraka. Do you know Radharani's expansions in Dvaraka, the queens, the Dvaraka Mahishis, and when Lord Krishna goes to Vaikuntha, Radharani expands himself and becomes the Narayan who dominates the different Vaikuntha planets. Srimati Radharani expands herself as the Lakshmis. Yes. Srimati Radharani also expands herself into all these different forms in the of Durga, which is here in the material world. She is ultimately the highest female counterpart of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Those who are very interreligiously minded, they also understand that wherever in any religion the understanding of benign means very kind, feminine personality shows up, they understand that this is a reflection of the understanding of Srimati Radharani. It's a reflection. Not that this is Radharani, but it is a reflection which is there. Yes. Once, but Srimati Radharani as such is always the personality who gives Krishna the greatest pleasure. She's the original Adi personality who serves Lord Krishna. There's a beautiful narration in the Adi, in some Adi Purana, where Rukmini is talking with Lord Krishna in Dvaraka. And she says, sometimes in your sleep, you call Radhe, Radhe. Who's this Radharani? Krishna gets tears in his eyes and cannot speak. At this moment, messengers come and say, there is a group of the most beautiful personalities. They are ladies who has just arrived in Dvaraka. Hare Krishna. And Krishna immediately knows who this is. And Rukmini said, oh, and what is their names? Well, the queen of them is Radha. Radha! This Radha! But Krishna is immediately very moved and says, Rukmini, to understand who is Radha, just bring her a glass of milk as a dobrodošli drink. Say it's from Krishna. So in the meantime, the palanquin opens and the most wonderful luminous personality, Srimati Radharani, is seen by the Dvaraka Vasis. They are outside of Dvaraka, they are not in Dvaraka, taking a bath in the river with millions of sakis, and they think, we have never seen such beauty. Rukmini, who is a little envious, goes into the kitchen. I will show this Radha, who's the supermost queen here. And she cooks milk, and she cooks it really hot, and more hot, boiling hot. And then she goes, you know, and brings the brings it on a trail, you know, this tablet, and goes to Radha and says, here is a dobrodošli drink from Krishna. And she sees how Radharani takes this boiling hot milk, which is so hot you can't even come close to it. What to speak of touching the cup? What to speak of drinking it? It is incredible, whole, like molten iron. She takes it and goes like, and calls out, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. please give me the cup back. Rukmini goes back. By now, when she arrives, it's evening time, and she goes to Lord Krishna like every day, and wants to massage the feet of Krishna. But as she takes the beautiful, soft lotus feet of Krishna, which are rose pink, in her lap to show, to massage it, she sees the feet are full of blisters. You know what is blisters? What is blisters? Bleak. Yes. What? Oh, says Krishna, you wanted to know who's Radha. Remember when you gave her that boiling hot milk? She drank it. Anyone who drinks milk normally gets heartburn. You know, when it's hot milk or hot water. Have you noticed this? It feels like, you feel like dying. Your heart feels like burning. But in Radharani's heart, there are constantly my lotus stopalas, my lotus feet. And when she drank her milk, the milk, with great enthusiasm and faith that I had given her milk, my feet accepted all the pain and they were blistered. This is Radharani. She always remembers only me. Krishna, Radharani is in this way Krishnamayi. Please say Krishnamayi. Yes, Krishnamayi. It means her consciousness, Mayi, is filled with Krishna only. Krishna, they are not different from each other because Krishna is residing always in the consciousness of Srimati Radharani, and they are therefore wonderful, and so on. Srimati Radharani talks and thinks only of the pastimes of Lord Krishna. She is the personality who is alone able to bestow on our consciousness or to our life Krishna consciousness, because she is Krishnamayi. Her consciousness is filled with Krishna. So if you want to become Krishna conscious, you must go to Srimati Radharani. Now, on normal days, we do not glorify Srimati Radharani so much because she is a very confidential personality, and it is not done in spiritual circles to bring the deepest spiritual truths immediately to the outside, because of a fear that the outsiders would not understand this Radha Tattva. That is precisely the reason why Shukadev Goswami has mentioned Srimati Radharani's name only in a covered form once in the Bhagavatam. And how this is so we will hear a little later. But today is Radharani's appearance day, and we need to understand a little bit from the acharyas about Radharani. Radhika charana patma sakala shrejera satma jatane je nahiya radilo. Radha Patman Kita Dhamma Brinda Bhana Jalanamo Tahe Jena Ashroi Kodilo. It's from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. This is how the song is called. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he explains what happens to someone who has not carefully worshipped the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. He quotes Raghunath Das Goswami in this song and says, who can ever enter into the ocean of Syam Rasa, of love for Krishna, who has not gone through Srimati Radhika. He who has failed to carefully worship the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, which are the abode of all auspiciousness, he who has not taken shelter in the transcendental abode known as Vrindavan, which is decorated with a beautiful lotus flower named Radha, he who in his life has not associated with the devotees of Radhika, who are very wise and whose devotion for Radha is very dubak, how will such a person ever experience the bliss of bathing in the ocean of Lord Syama's sublime mellows? Please understand this most attentively. In other words, he says, you must worship carefully the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. You must take shelter of the transcendental abode known as Vrindavan, which is decorated with the beautiful lotus flower of Radha. And you must, in this life, have association with the devotees of Radhika, because only then will you be able to enter into the ocean of love for Krishna. Yes, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, that's our line, we are known as devotees of Srimati Radharani. This is very, very important. Srila Prabhupada has explained in a lecture which he gave in London about the mercy of Srimati Radharani, which is very nice to hear for us. He has explained that Krishna's mercy is difficult to obtain because, after all, he desires a very, very great standard. Sarvadhamam parityaja Iveshvara, to give up everything. Very difficult. Very difficult. I find it most difficult. I don't know how you find it. The prestige of being a sannyasi, of having a good name, to give that up. It's not required. I mean, we shouldn't do anything to give up our good name. To just only serve Krishna, no sleep, no eating, just, I mean, also again, we should eat and sleep, but to give up really everything for Krishna's pleasure, that's a hard standard. But Srimati Radharani, she will very easily become impressed by someone who renders a little devotional service. And she will go to Lord Krishna and say to Lord Krishna, this devotee is very good. It's a better devotee than me. Please, Krishna, accept her in your service. Yes, this is Srimati Radharani's special mercy and special kindness upon the conditioned souls. Therefore, Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe, gives the example that we must first go to Radharani by becoming a mountain in Vashana, a mountain where the lotus feet of Radharani and the Sakis always go and trample over. He's very happy to have those lotus feet over his over his Brahma head, his tired Brahma head. Yes. Srimati Radharani has appeared on this transcendental day, and I want to tell you a little bit the story how she has done so. It was Vrishabhanu Maharaj and Kirtita who lived at that time in Vashana, as the kings of Vashana. However, there was one problem. They didn't have a child. So they thought, we don't have a child, what to do? Well, we go where the Yamuna flows, because Yamunaji is also very, very merciful, and we will simply live in a little village performing austerities until we get a child. So they went to Raval, and they were very happily living, performing austerities, when one day, as Vrishabhanu went to take his bath in the Yamuna, he saw something wonderful in the Yamuna. He saw a lotus flower, and from this lotus flower, a wonderful effulgence was emanating. He was very, very, very attracted to come to this effulgence, so he went to the lotus flower. Now, as he came closer to that lotus flower, he heard all of a sudden Devata singing, "Lulu, Jerade, Jerade, Jerade," and they were, there was a very blissful atmosphere around the lotus flower. So when he came closer, Brahma, the four-headed Brahma, appeared to him and said, with tears in his eyes, "Vrishabhanu Maharaj, you are so fortunate. In your previous life, you were Suchandra, and together with your wife Kalavati, you made austerities and prayed for a child who would marry the Supreme Lord. It's time now, it's time now, she has appeared." And as Vrishabhanu came closer to that transcendental lotus, being irresistibly drawn to it, Brahma took from within the lotus flower a beautiful girl. Hare Krishna. And the most beautiful girl, Brahma took out and said, "Here, this is she who will please the Supreme Lord Krishna. Her name is Radha Rani." Vrishabhanu could just take the child, and you know, he moved extremely slow, because it seemed to him from bliss he couldn't move. And it's our experience, and we were very blissful. We run like anything. Have you noticed? At the Woodstock Festival, I saw some devotees running like anything. They were so blissful. But even a higher state of bliss is when you can't move because you are so blissful. So it took a long time, because and then Vrishabhanu came to Kirtida, and she said, what do you have there?" And he couldn't talk. It put the little Radharani in the hands of Kirtida. The child was wonderful. Hare Krishna. Dobro Doshli, Sanatan Sudevi. So many devotees are coming. Please sit with us. If you require a translation, there's Nevana available for you. So, everything was perfect with this girl. There was only one serious flaw. She had her eyes closed. She couldn't see. She was blind. Now, on that same day, a transcendental guest arrived in Raval. Ding, ling, ding, ling, ding, ling, ding, ling, ding, 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 it was Narada Muni who played on his Transcendental Veena, much more beautiful than you have heard. and he, when Vrishabhanu opened the house, Narada Muni said, "Where is she? Where is she?" and just ran to where a little Radha was lying in a cradle and offered the most beautiful prayers and said, "You are no longer, you are none else than the personal associate of Lord Krishna. You have graced the world. Please give us your mercy." And he was bowing down, in obeisances before this little child. And Vrishabhanu and Kirtidava, "What is happening? First Brahma, then Narada Muni." They took the saint aside after a while and said, "Narada Muni, the child is so beautiful, but we have one worry. She is blind." "Ah," said Narada Muni, "Nishta, nishta, no problem." And he cried in ecstasy and disappeared. A little later, Kirtida and Vrishabhanu invited their friends Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai to come from Nandagram. They said, "We finally have a girl. Please, you must come. There are many things to discuss about." So they were coming and they were talking about how she was found in a lotus flower and so on. Now, they had brought one little boy with them. You know who this is. They had brought little Gopal, was very small. And while they were talking, little Gopal sneaked out and went to the room where Radharani was. And he came closer and closer. Then he came to the cradle and went up like little babies do, you know, and looked into the face of Radharani. And she opened her eyes and looked into the beautiful face of Krishna. For a moment they turned into fully blossomed Kishori, the youthful divine couple. And then they became children to satisfy the desire for Vatsalya Bhava in their parents. The reason why Krishna, why Radharani had not opened her eyes was because she said to Krishna, but Krishna said to her in the spiritual world, "We should go to planet Earth to manifest our divine pastimes." Radharani said, "No, I will not leave here, Goloka Vrindavan." "No, but," said Krishna, "what is your desire?" "I will only come where Yamuna is, where Govardhan is, and where the forest of Braj is." Yes, so Krishna looked at Govardhan and Yamuna and the forest and said, "You have heard what Radha's desire is. Please appear first." So they came. And then Radharani said, and when I come, you will be the first one I see. And you will be the only one which I see, whom I see." Krishna said, "Yes, of course." This way, Radharani had been blind and she only wanted to see Krishna. Yes. I want to now tell you a little bit sometimes people say, but if Radharani is so important, why is she not mentioned in the Bhagavatam directly? And you must know one thing, and this is very important to understand for the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who have come into this in contact with Mahaprabhu's dearest servant, Srila Prabhupada. In our line, it is not customary to talk about the highest so quickly. Because, see, if you misunderstand the highest with your material ratio and intelligence, if you understood, for instance, Srimati Radharani to be like an ordinary girl from this world, you will never ever be able to approach the highest, because you have a misunderstanding, and this misunderstanding would block your advancement. There's a very nice story which tells us that but you must know that the Bhagavatam is full with Radharani. In fact, the speaker of Radharani is the personal parrot of Srimati Radharani. This evening I will show you a wonderful picture of Srimati Radharani, who always has a very nice parrot. Papagai, huh? He said papagai. And she will talk with the papagai, and after some time that papagai will fly towards Nandagram and will be with Lord Lord Krishna. You know, Krishna and Madhu Mangal and the coward boy sit under some tree, and all of a sudden they see the papagai of Radha flying, and Krishna goes, and the papagai comes, and Krishna sees the papagai, and he says, "Tell me of Radha." And the papagai says something, and then Krishna will give the papagai a message, and the papagai will fly back to Radharani and sit on a beautiful golden swing, and then tell Radharani the message from Krishna. It's much nicer than writing a letter. When Krishna came to Mathura to kill Dantavakra, he also went to Braj, and he took with him all the Brijbasis and took them with his transcendental chariot back to Goloka Vrindavan. Then he came in the Krishna form, who is not inside Vrindavan, and he went back to Dwaraka. Now he took everyone except for the parrot of Radharani, the Shukadev. "You must stay here, Shuka." "No, I want to go." "No, no, you must stay here and talk about the glories of Srimati Radharani and Vrindavan. You know, you will be a great sadhu, and you will engage in sadhu, in Krishna Katha." "No, please let me go." "No, no," said Krishna, "we need someone who is so close and so dear that he can tell to the very unfortunate souls of this Kali Yuga the glories of Krishna consciousness." Then the parrot was back and looked how the chariot of Krishna with all the Brijbasis went back to Goloka Vrindavan. And he felt very lonely. So he was flying here and there. And one day he came into the Himalayas. There Lord Shiva was explaining about Krishna to his wife Parvati. But Parvati was a little tired, and he fell asleep, like sometimes we can see devotees in the Bhagavatam class. Shuka, however, was so happy that finally there was some katha about Krishna, that he didn't want Lord Shiva to stop. So he spoke in the voice of Parvati, who was asleep, he made some sounds to encourage Shiva. And then Krishna, said Lord Shiva in great ecstasy, took up the Giriraj Govardhan and held him for 7 long days. Said the Shuka. And Lord Shiva became more and more enthusiastic until finally he looked next to him and saw Parvati was just totally asleep. Shiva was, who had encouraged me all the time? I was, you know, do you sometimes feel this when you are so enthusiastic? You talk on the telephone and then you notice the other person is no longer there, you know, telephone disconnection has happened. And oh no, I talked half an hour and you know, you feel very angry. My words did not get to the right person. I talked only to the telephone. This is very... So Shiva was very angry. Who did this? And Shuka was in the tree, you know, he was highly afraid and made some... Yank, yank. Shiva looked at Shuka, you rascal! And he took his trident and wanted to kill Shuka. Shuka went, wah, 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 wah. And he started to fly. It was actually not in the Himalayas, it was in Bhuvaneshwara. He flew from Bhuvaneshwara to the Himalayas, where Vyasadeva was just explaining something to his wife. And his wife was totally amazed and opened her mouth in amazement. And in this opened mouth, Shukadev flew. Shiva came in. Where is the parrot, papagai? Oh, said Vyasadeva, we saw a papagai flowing into the mouth of my wife. Oh, said Shiva, I was overcome by anger. I'm very sorry. I wanted to kill this papagai. I'm very sorry. He's a great soul. He is actually the parrot of Srimati Radharani. And he offered his most humble obeisances to Shukadev, who was now in the womb of Satyavati, the wife of Vyasadev. And there's a Hare Krishna, very transcendental. And there Shukadev stayed for exactly 16 months. And then he knew it was the time to do his mission. He didn't want to come out because he didn't want to see the world. Krishna from Dwaraka had to personally come and speak to him. Please, Shukadev, your mission will start. There is the emperor, Parikshit Maharaj. He's born in the family of the Pandavas. He needs to hear the Bhagavatam. Please go to him. He has only 7 more days. Shukadev, then Krishna went back and Shukadev came out of Satyavati and immediately left home to preach to Parikshit Maharaj the beautiful Bhagavatam. Now Parikshit Maharaj, as you know, had only 7 days left, and Shukadev Goswami knew if I speak about Radharani there will be a great problem. I will become so ecstatic in love of Godhead that I will faint. And he has no time to hear the, you know, then there is not enough time to hear the Bhagavatam. Also he thought, there are so many munis and jnanis and impersonalists in the audience. Why should I talk about the most confidential things? I will not mention even the name. They don't have any competence, spiritual competence to understand. And he also felt that Radharani is my Ishta Devata, the personality of Godhead whom I love most. If I talk to about her, I will feel so much separation. I will just die on the spot. So that are the three reasons why Shukadev Goswami did not mention Srimati Radharani's name. Hare Krishna. So we will hear in a moment a little bit more about Radharani, but now I want to sing with you a song for the pleasure of Radharani. Oh, I'm sorry. This is a very good prayer to Srimati Radharani. It is very, very nice. Would you like to hear the translation first? I think it's better than... Srimati Radharani is worshipped by the best of sages, and she removes all the miseries of the three worlds. Her joyful face blooms like a lotus flower. In Raja's secret groves, Radha delights in pastimes of love. Radha is the charming daughter of King Brishabhanu, and she always associates intimately with the son of the king of Raj. Oh!
Oh!
When will you shower?
When will you shower?
Upon me.
Upon me.
Your sidelong glance.
Sidelong glance.
Of overflowing grace.
Overflowing grace. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Srimati Radharani, when will you shower upon me your sidelong glance of overflowing grace? So please sing this. Where are the curses? Here. Moon. Vrindavandite Triloka Shoka Harini Prasanna Vaktra Pankaje Nikunya Bhu Vilasini Munindra Vrinda Pandite Triloka Shoka Harini Prasanna Vakta Pankaje Nikunya Bhuvilasini Rajendra Banu Nandini Rajendra Suno Sangate Kadakarishya Sihaman Kipakataksha Pajanam Vajendra Banu Nandini Vajendra Suno Sangate Kadakarishya Sihama Kipakataksha Bhajanam Ashoka Vriksha Pallari Vitana Mandapasite Pravala Vala Pallava Prabharunangrikomale Ashoka Vriksha Vallari Vitana Mandapasite Prasala Vala Allava Prabharunangrikomale Parabhaya Spurat Pade Prabhuta Sampadalaye Kadakaresya Sihamang Kipakatak Sabhajanam Abhaya Spurat Kare Prabhuta Sampadalaye Agaresya Sihamang Kipakatak Sabhajanam Anangaranga Mangala Prasanga Bangura Bhruvam Savi Brahman Sasang Brahman Drigantavana Patanayan Pasanga Bangura Bruvan Savi Brahman Sasam Brahman Triganta Vanapata Nirantaram Vashikrita Pratita Nanda Nandane Kadakaris Yasiyamak Kripakataksa Pajanam Suvana champaka pradhipta gaura vikrahe mukha prabha parashta koti sharadendu mandale Vichitra chitra sanchadascha kaura shavalochane kadakarisya siyamam kripakataksa bhajanam Vichitra sanchadascha kaura shavalochane Yada Karishya Yaman Madan Modati Yovane Pramodamana Mandite Priyanuraga Randite Kalavilasa Pandite Madan modati yovane tamodamana mandite priyanuraga randite kalavilasa pandite ananya danya kunya raja kamakeli kovide Kadakarishya Sihamang Kripakataksa Bhajanam Anyananya Kunja Raja Kamakeli Kovide Kadakarishya Sihamang Kripakataksa Bhajanam Asheshahava bhavadira hirahara bhushite prabhuta shatta kumbha kumbha kumbhi kumbha shushtaneya Bhava nira hira hara bhushite Prabhata shakra kumbha kumbha kumbhi kumbha Pasashta mandahasya chuna Kona sokya sagare